Honey, we can't wait to hear how our new stereo sounds.
Yeah, my body's ready for boogieing.
All right, y'all cooling. I'm just trying to make sure I got these speaker wires hooked up right.
Oh, now, come on. Let's hook them up. Let's get on with it.
Daddy's right. Be patient, children.
Boy, Ma, that stereo's a beauty. You going to church all this time has finally paid off.
For the first time in my life, I want a raffle. But that ain't why I go to church. I go to pray.
Well, Mama, you must have prayed real hard this time to win that.
Yeah, for a $250 stereo, you got to give the Lord a few extra amen.
And hallelujahs.
Hallelujah. Well, let's get on with it.
Well, cut that out. I didn't pray to win no raffle.
Well, it's about time you won something.
Well, it's all set. Thelma, you can put a record on now.
All right.
Now, let's go on.
Go ahead.
Hey, look at this.
Look at Junior. Junior. Power failure.
Somebody must have raised the price of oil again.
That's all right. I hit the breaker switch. I ought to get it.
That's better.
Oh. Yeah.
It must be something in the building.
No, it can't be. All the lights in the other apartments are on.
Wait a minute, Thelma. Turn that thing off a minute. I want to try something.
Okay, Dad. It's off.
All right. Now turn it back on.
Okay.
Oh, that's it. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay.
That's what it is, baby. It's the stereo.
But how can that be, James? It's brand new.
Oh, that don't mean nothing, baby. Not the way they build stuff today. You know, they used to build stuff to last a lifetime. Then they started building to last until you made your final payment. Mm-hmm. Now they just build to last until you get it out the door.
What a ripoff!
Don't worry, children. I am sure they will exchange it. Now settle down, everybody. Yeah.
Mrs. Evans?
Yes.
Federal Bureau of Investigation? I'm Special Agent Reardon. This is Special Agent Monroe.
Oh, I never thought blowing a fuse was a federal offense.
Can we talk to you, please?
I don't understand. What about?
Hold on there, Ma. You don't have to say a word. They forgot to say anything that you said will be held against you.
Just be quiet, Junior.
You may continue the interrogation.
What you want to talk to us about?
If you let us in, we'll explain.
Well, come on in. Mrs. Evans, you have a nephew, Cletus Jackson?
Yes, that's my sister Clara's son. What about Cletus?
We have reason to believe he was involved in a robbery at the Dayton National Bank in Atlanta, Georgia, 4 days ago. $25,000 was stolen.
Cletus? Oh, that can't be.
I bet you're just picking on him because he's a member of the Black Falcons.
All right, now be cool, Michael.
Daddy, I'm just standing up for what's right.
Yeah? You keep popping your chops, you're gonna be standing up all night. Y'all sure about this?
Closed-circuit TV cameras took pictures during the robbery. Though they're not too clear, it looks like him.
Well, looks like ain't the same as is. That couldn't be Cletus. He would never do such a thing.
We're not saying definitely he's the one, but it is a coincidence that he's suddenly dropped out of sight and we can't find him. And until we do, he's a suspect.
Well, what's all that got to do with us?
Yeah, what's this got to do with us? Shutting the mouth.
Mrs. Evans, have you seen him at all lately?
I haven't seen Cletus since 2 Christmases ago.
Instead of wasting time with Cletus, why don't you find a guy who shot Medgar Evers?
Well, If you do see him or hear from him, we'd appreciate you letting us know. We're very anxious to get in touch with him. You can reach us at this number right here.
Well, I'm sure it's a mistake.
Well, if he's innocent, then he has nothing to worry about.
Sir? Can I ask just one question?
Certainly, son.
Who is looking for the guy who shot Medgar Evers?
Well, thank you for your time and good night.
James, I'm still shaking. All this crazy talk about Cletus, FBI coming to our house investigating us.
Maybe they're getting tired of people investigating them. Boy, oh boy, the FBI in our house. Wait till I tell my running partners how cool I was and how easily I handled them.
Oh, no, Julie. Now, that's exactly what you ain't gonna do. Now, we're gonna keep this in the family. We ain't gonna let it get no further here. Last thing we need is neighbors knowing about this.
Don't worry, Dad. My lips will be sealed.
It'll take an awful lot of glue to seal those lips.
You two knock it off. In Florida, please, whatever you do, don't tell Wilona.
You don't have to worry about that, James. This kind of news is something I wouldn't like to get around.
Well, that's good. I tell you, the last person needs to know about it is Motormouth.
Hi! Those FBI dudes give y'all a hard time.
Well, the news will be in Uganda by morning.
Wilona, how did you know it was the FBI?
Oh, you jiving? Two white dudes walking through the projects at night with the Efren Zimbler suits on? Lo, I hope you didn't say nothing about Cletus to him.
Wilona, how did you know about Cletus?
You know, I think one of her earrings is a listening device.
Well, let's just say I have instinct and intuition. And besides, it's in the newspapers.
Huh?
Right there.
How can you tell? That picture is so fuzzy.
I don't know.
Yeah, but mine does look like Cletus.
No, it can't be. You can't tell anything by his pictures. It's too far away. And besides, the cat in his picture's wearing dark glasses and you're not even facing the camera.
You know, Michael, as a rule, when you're robbing a bank, you don't stand there and pose for pictures.
Amen. I say that, too. I say it was Cletus. But you know me. I do not stick my nose into nobody's
business. Well, I say it isn't Cletus. And I should know better than anybody else what Cletus looks like. Even the FBI ain't sure.
Well, if you want my opinion, I think that, when I have one, I will definitely relay it to you.
Who's that now, the CIA?
CIA, the FBI, we being alphabeted to death here.
Junior, just answer the door, will you?
One more alphabet, and I'm gonna leave home and never come back.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And answer the door on your way out.
Oh, boy, keep that up. I'm gonna feel I'm not wanted around here.
JJ!
Yeah, what y'all want again?
Good evening again. Mrs. Evans, do you mind if we use your phone?
Of course not. It's right over there.
Thank you very much.
It better be a local call.
Michael.
Well, as a matter of fact, it is. He's calling a cab. Somebody stole all four wheels off our car while we were here.
Did they steal a spare, too?
No.
Mere amateurs, then. If they're professionals, they left you nothing but the driver's manual and the glove compartment.
I'd like a cab, please. Yeah, 963 North Gilbert. Yes, that's right. As soon as possible, please. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Evans.
You really expect a cab to come here?
Well, sure, why not?
They really...
Tonight, in this neighborhood, and you work for the FBI?
If this is the FBI, no wonder they're into reruns.
Yeah, we laughing. But that was the FBI. This whole thing is turning into a nightmare.
Flo.
What?
Have you heard anything from Cletus lately?
No. But the last time I talked with my sister Clara, she said everything was just fine with Cletus. She's real proud of the work he's doing with the Black Falcons. You know, the free lunch programs for the kids, counseling youngsters that are in trouble,
Mama,
all that.
Maybe that's the reason why they're hassling Cletus. You know, a lot of people don't like the idea of the Black Falcons trying to help us stand on our own. Hey, Cletus is a hero.
Hey, now, wait a minute now. We ain't sure if he's innocent or guilty. I mean, this picture in the paper looks too much like him. It could be him. You just be careful how you pick your heroes, mister.
Oh, James. Now, I have known Cletus since he was a little boy. And he's always had nothing but good in him.
Flo, I know you're right, honey. But if anything happens, let me know.
Why? You always know before we do.
Very funny. You know, JJ, I'm just like you. Sometimes I get the feeling I'm not wanted. James, whatever you was about to fix in your mouth to say, forget it. I'm going.
Don't worry, Ma. We haven't seen Cletus in over 2 years, and he's not our responsibility.
Yeah, she got a point there. Well, Florida, look here. That store where we got the stereo from, is it still open at night?
Yeah, until 9:30.
Good. Why don't we go on down there and talk to the people about exchanging? There ain't no sense in this thing sitting up here just blowing out the lights every time you turn it on.
You know, James, you're right. I think I still have the guarantee in my purse.
Hey, yeah, let's get one that works. Then I can call up one of my current foxes, invite her over, and we can do the hustle.
The hustle, huh? I saw your current fox. She looks more like a cow you rustle.
You got some nerve insulting my chick. You should be in that new movie, Mahogany, as one of the termites.
I'm a termite. You got a body like an anteater's nose.
James, I got the strangest feeling that's Cletus.
Oh, Flo, don't be silly. That could be anybody.
No, James, I think it's him.
Well. Hi. If that's Cletus, he sure shrunk.
Hello, son. What is it? You selling something?
Is the Evans family?
Yeah.
Is anybody else here?
No.
Well, thanks. Bye.
Now, what was that all about?
I don't know, baby.
Cletus.
I've been running hard in Florida. I need a place to stay. Can I come in?
James?
Yeah, let him come in, Florida. We ain't sure he did anything.
Come on in, Cletus.
Thanks, Aunt Florida. Hi, Uncle James, JJ,
Cletus.
Thelma, Mike.
Cletus, the FBI's been looking for you.
I know. I saw him downstairs. That's why I sent that little kid up to check to see if they left anybody up here.
All right, Cletus, I'm going to ask you a question right down front. Did you rob that bank?
No, I didn't, Aunt Florida.
I knew it. I knew he couldn't have done it.
Yeah? Well, if you didn't rob the bank, how come you've been slipping and sliding and dodging and hiding?
Because I'm a Black Falcon. You know how they feel about the Black Falcons, Uncle James. They'd never believe me. I wouldn't stand a chance.
See? What'd I tell you?
Gigi, what you doing?
Just, checking something out here. Just checking something out. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Cletus? Nice to see you. Why don't you give me a little sideways there? Give me a little profile.
Oh, come on, man.
It would be easy to recognize you if you had a pair of dark sunglasses on and a pistol in your hand.
Stop that nonsense. This picture don't look nothing like him.
I don't know, Ma. For somebody that don't look like him, it sure looked like him.
Hey, look, I know it looks a little bit like me, but it ain't me. But if I told the man that, do you think he'd believe me?
No way, man. You wouldn't have a chance.
Right on, Michael. Aunt Florida, I could sure use a cup of coffee. I'm beat.
Oh, of course, son. Thelma, I'm gonna make him some coffee.
If you think you got trouble now, Cletus, wait till you taste Thelma's coffee. You know, Cletus, you sound very convincing. But you can't stay here. Now, I got a family, and you got the FBI on your tail.
Hey, Daddy, why can't he stay here?
You know, one more word out of you, and you're gonna have something on your tail.
Cletus, son, you can't keep running forever.
I know that, Aunt Florida, but I gotta get my thing together, scrape up some money so I can get myself a good lawyer.
Yeah, but, what about that $25,000 you took?
You motherfucker!
Right, hey, calm down, Cletus. Easy. Just jiving, man. Just jiving.
Hey, look. I'm sorry I yelled. I'm kind of uptight. You understand?
Of course, son. Of course.
I mean, if I could get myself a good night's sleep, I'd be all right. I promise to leave in the morning.
All right, you can stay tonight.
Thanks, Uncle James.
Yeah.
Aunt Florida. Thanks, Donna.
Cletus, your mama's gonna be awfully worried.
I know she is right now, and I would call her, but they probably got her phone tapped.
Hey, Cletus, can't you get help from the Black Falcons? I mean, they have lawyers. They can help you.
Well, I've been thinking about that, Michael, but right now it's pretty hard for me to make contact with anybody.
You must feel like the city of New York trying to get in contact with President Ford.
J.J., you ain't changed a bit. Still clowning around. Hey, man, I see you getting yourself a mustache.
Oh, what can I say, bro?
Yeah, we call his lip the Astrodome. It needs artificial turf.
Son, you look exhausted.
Yeah, I can barely keep my eyes open. I really gotta hit the sack.
All right, son, why don't you go in there and wash up? You can sleep with the boys on the sofa tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. Now, if y'all excuse me.
Hey, Cletus, man, let me help you with your bag.
Oh, no, Michael, that's cool.
Come on, man, I'll help you.
No, okay? Man, let go of it!
Look like we hit the $25,000 jackpot.
Cletus?
Okay, so now you know.
Hey, Cletus, man, I don't get it. I thought Black Falcons didn't steal.
That's right, brother, but I ain't a Black Falcon no more. I got tired of being hassled for the cause and getting by on chump change. So I decided that the only cause worth fighting for is me.
Cletus, you didn't have to steal.
Maybe, but I wanted my bread in one big loaf, not one lousy slice at a time.
Yeah, well, take your bread and get out of here with it before I turn both of y'all into a jam sandwich.
Hey, easy now. I ain't here to put you through no changes. In fact, I'm willing to offer you top dollar for temporary room and board. What do you say to 5 big ones?
What you say to these 5 big ones?
Hey, don't y'all need the money?
Not that kind, Cletus. Now, will you just leave?
But Aunt Florida, we blood.
Yeah, and yours gonna be all over here if you don't hit that door. Now, split, man.
Cletus, will you please go? I don't want nothing to do with you. And I feel sorry for your mama. It's gonna break her heart when she finds out what you've done.
No chance of me staying.
Not in one piece. Now hit the door, man.
Cool, man, cool. I guess I ain't wanted here. So I'll just split. One thing I don't need right now, it's more trouble.
Hey, Cletus, man, I'm disappointed in you. I thought you were a Black Falcon willing to help the people in their problem. Hey, man, what you doing?
Get off of me! My God, Cletus, what are you doing?
I'm just taking my little cuz here for a little walking insurance. I mean, I'm gonna make sure that you don't call the fuzz.
Oh, we won't call the police, honest.
Cletus, please.
Yeah, let him go.
He's never harmed you.
And I ain't gonna harm him either so long as y'all keep cool. And like I said, he's my insurance policy.
Hey, Flow girl, I was...
Avon calling. Y'all, you don't want any cosmetics today? Okie dokie, I'll drop off the free gift later.
You gonna drop your butt in that chair right over there.
You telling me to drop my butt in that chair?
You got it.
Dropping my butt in the chair.
That's it. Nice and quiet. Matter of fact, it's too quiet. Turn on the stereo.
The stereo?
The stereo.
Yeah. Give me a little exit music. I mean, make things sound normal around here. Dig?
Yeah, I dig. We don't want no trouble, Cletus. We don't want no trouble. Now, thumb, do like you're saying, turn on the stereo. Dig?
Okay, Dad. That's just what I'll do.
Junior, stop all that bouncing around like a fool.
Are you all right, honey?
Yeah, Ma. Relax, Flo. Everything's cool now, honey. Okay?
Cletus, I just don't understand. You were always such a good boy. You had dreams and ideals. What happened, son?
Do you know what it's like out there in Florida? I mean, scratching and scrounging for every little penny. I mean, what you gotta do to make it if you're poor today?
Damn if I know, Cletus. See, we so rich, we don't know. We've been sitting up here in this big penthouse on Lakeshore Drive, and all we do all day long, son, is eat caviar, count our stocks and bonds. What the hell would we know about being poor? Huh? Yeah, come on in.
Do you mind if we make another telephone call? We've been waiting downstairs, and that cab still hasn't shown up.
Yeah, but look who has.
Hey, what do you know? Cletus Jackson.
JJ, get the suitcase with the money in it.
Here's his gun.
You did have to remember that, didn't you, Dad?
Get the suitcase, boy. Just jiving.
Hello, this is Special Investigator Monroe, FBI. We've got an emergency here. We need transportation fast. 963 North Gilbert Avenue. You got it? Thank you.
Okay, let's go.
Thanks a lot for helping us out, Mr. Evans.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Evans, I'm sorry it turned out this way.
So am I.
Daddy?
Yeah?
I want to apologize.
For what, Michael?
For thinking Cletus was a hero. I acted just like a kid.
Oh, that's all right, son. You didn't know no better.
But I do know one thing for sure. When it comes to heroes, there's only one in this house.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, little brother.
JJ, I was talking about Daddy.
Oh, now, Michael, as much as I appreciate that, I ain't no hero. You have to be no hero to catch a chump like that. Now, I think, son, if you're talking about heroes, you're thinking about people like Martin Luther King or Thurgood Marshall or Medgar Evers.
And James Evans Sr.
Right on, right on. James Evans Sr. You didn't say that, Nick.
You've been outvoted. You've been outvoted.
What's he going to do? Come on, give y'all a shout out. You did your thing, didn't you? You did your thing.